Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call. And when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth. And I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday,
October 16, 2019. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. We are here, but you guys got to hold on. Oh, I guess you don't. All right. All right, Ray, let's get it started.
Well, no updates have gone out since our last call, and we skipped Monday. It was a holiday. So.
Okay. It says concert music playing on the internet. What is that?
I have
no
idea.
I don't know about that, Ray.
I don't hear any concert music playing.
I don't know what that is, too. Anyway, I was getting a call from Texas, so I was thinking it might be something else, but it wasn't. All right. Okay, good morning, guys. Yep, we didn't get to talk to you. What's today, Wednesday, Monday? It was Columbus Day. Nothing really going on. This is going to be an easy, easy call because there's not a whole lot of news. I can tell you guys that as far as the banks are concerned, they are there, have been there. Well, maybe I am. Hold on. Have been there since 6 o'clock. This morning, they were there at 6 o'clock Monday morning, Tuesday morning. They are there now. Our information is they will go in 6 o'clock in the morning, every morning, until we start coming through the door. They are that close. They are saying it could be any minute. And I'm just saying, I hope it's not any day. Not just any minute. All right. Okay. Well, we are recording, right, Ray?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So everybody else, you just have to hear it afterwards. Anyway, the banks are there.
Why don't you just block all those people so they can stop interrupting you during the call?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let me tell you, the banks are there. They're being told any minute it could happen with them. Until then, they're going about their business. It was expected either last night or today, which it isn't there. Now, I'm telling you, they were told that. So I'm going to go back to a Tonyism, I guess, is what I can call it, best I can do. Iraq has 3 million people coming into their country yesterday and today. For this holy day, 3 million Iranians are coming into the country. So even though they were told yesterday and today were good days for this to happen, I just didn't see it with 3 million Iranians coming in for a holy day would be the day to transfer over your currency or to revalue your currency right in the middle of that. Not only are they spending money while they're over here and everything else and getting exchanges done and would it be total chaos, but could you see the amount of lower denials and fields that could be smuggled back to Iran with 3 million people going back across the border at one time? No way they could search all those people. So really didn't make sense to me, even though that is what they were being told over there. That it's going to be last night or it was going to be today. Still might happen, but doesn't make sense to me. So, again, I wasn't looking for it until after those people go back across the border, which should be by Friday, which would make more sense to me. Now, the lower denoms in the fields are at the banks. It's been verified and re-verified by bank people over there. People over here, my guy's money was transferred for his house on Friday, and I tell you guys there and said it worked perfect. It went perfect for him. I didn't say for you and me. I said it worked perfect for him. It was done, and I did have at least one person I know of who was exchanged on Monday. So... And he actually did. They completed his exchange. So there we go. with all that's going on right now, everybody else is sitting and waiting. Sitting and waiting. Could be at any moment. The banks have told their people they're going to stay because this is it. They don't know the moment or the day. Well, they have narrowed it down for them. But sometime because I know whenever I tell you guys exactly what they say, then you want to hold it to exactly what they say. And we know exactly what they say never ever happens, but it comes close. But they are looking for between now and next Tuesday. So there you go. Between now and next Tuesday, you think it'll go on, but it could be at any moment. That's why they're keeping their people there. They're bringing them in at 6 o'clock again every morning, keeping them there till 11 p.m. But once the RV actually starts, we start going to the bank. The hours will be 7 to 11 until we go through. So they've already given them all that information. They've already told them be prepared every day to get started because they don't know exactly when it is, but that's their window. And everything has been completed. They're sitting around waiting for it to go. I personally, and again, personally, don't think it makes sense for them to do while 3 million Iranians have just crossed the border for a religious holiday. Why would they confuse that? Why would they give them that opportunity to take those lower denoms and everything back to Iran when we're trying to make sure that Iran doesn't get any of the new dinar, doesn't get any of the revalued money? So that's what makes sense to me. You can tell me what makes sense to you when you get on the call. All right? That's about all we have right now. We're waiting. You guys tell me. Okay, they're saying we're not live on Blog Talk. And the link is playing music, but okay. I don't know what line we're on.
Well,
if you're not on Blog Talk.
I don't know. The first one probably is playing music, but the second one shouldn't be. Because that one's being transcribed in chat. So they have to make sure they're on the right link.
Maybe that's the problem. Yeah.
Because I had to change links to get this stupid thing to work. So they must still be stuck on the first one, or I don't know. Folks can hear us, though, and it's recorded, so we'll just go from there.
Let's go with it then. You got some questions?
Yes. Let me go back to it. I just had to close it to address what you're talking about. Here we are. Questions. Here we are. First one is, where's Joel? With no major banks in Hawaii, and none of them seem to know about this exchange, will I be able to get the contract rate? Are there exchange centers other than in the bank in Hawaii? There's some Hawaii activity. I don't know where to tell you where it is, but there's been some members that have talked to banks in Hawaii who are very much aware of what's going on and waiting for their opportunity to go exchange. You have anything else on it, Tony?
Nope. There are banks anywhere. And when the 800 numbers come out, it will cover it.
Okay. Let's see. Daisy Joe. The call of the ninth near the end, why did Tony say, quote, I have a very, 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 very big indication that this will happen before Tuesday, which would have been yesterday, the 15th. The 9th. What day? Oh, that was last Wednesday. Okay.
on
Joe,
last
what's up, Tony?
Wednesday.
Why'd you say that, man? On last Wednesday, you had a
very
big indication.
I don't know. Maybe somebody told me that it was going to happen on that day. They were scheduled to do that. That's all. Trust me, I didn't just make it up. Guys, I hear it. And I know what the banks are hearing, and I know what's going over there, and I try and give it to you. So I know from Iraq that the lower denials are supposed to come out last night, yesterday evening, or come out today. That's what was on the schedule, the government schedule. I'm giving you this. Now, we know they don't always do what they say, but I try to tell you this is what's on the schedule. And this is what they're being told. But if things happen throughout the day or meeting or, you know, some idiot does something in some country that affects everybody over there, they say, stop, wait, let's see what's going to happen or whatever. And just like it is, I'm saying there's 3 million of them coming in. I don't know what they were thinking about when they put it on the schedule, because I wouldn't have never done it. But I'm telling you what they are being told as government officials, this is the plan. And when it happens, it happens. I know banks are being told the same thing, and they're only going by what they're being told. So the bank was told, their people were told, hey, at 7 o'clock, people are going to start coming through the door. And we need you to be in your seats, and be ready to go. Well, guess what? At 7 o'clock, nobody came through the door. But that doesn't mean I don't pass it on to you guys, because sometimes I do. Sometimes it's probably too much for some of you. Sometimes I say, hey, I'm going through it. They can go through it, too. I don't know. It all depends. But sometimes it's close. Sometimes they say tell. Sometimes they say, hey, don't tell nobody. And let's just see. And only 5 people know. So if you tell, everybody's going to know you told. You're like, okay. So I don't. But I try to give you little hints to be ready. And maybe I give you too much. I don't know. All right. Go ahead, Ray.
Go for it, says, when we go to our exchange appointment, my wife and I are in our middle 70s, and we have a trust account, which all of our 6 children are beneficiaries of the trust. Is it possible, in your opinion, that we would be allowed to take all of our children to do our exchange together? No, in my opinion, definitely not. Really, your question is a little confusing to me, because is it a trust account or is it a trust entity? But either way, the beneficiaries wouldn't be involved in the exchange, so they would not be going with you as beneficiaries. Now, if you need them to be your eyes and ears, that might be different. But still, I don't think the bank's going to say, bring all 6 of them. Any comment, Tony?
Not going to happen. Anyway, they're not going to do that. Go ahead, you answer it.
Okay. BZ448 says, Tony, do you know if we will be able to exchange in Panama, RP? They are on the U.S. dollar.
I would think you would. You're just like everybody else, but I don't have a list. So, so we don't have anyone on that list, right, Ray?
No, not Panama.
I see in Panama.
Even
no.
If you can,
right.
I wouldn't. I would rate shop, definitely, but I don't think you're going to get better rates outside of the U.S., though. It's not on the dinar. I don't know about the other currencies. But
they're on the dollar, so they have banks connected to the U.S. banking system, so they should be able to get our rates, I would think. But I don't know. I'm not with the banking. And you know what? I will try to ask that question. See if anybody can find out. But I think most of our exchange centers are just dealing with their locations. So this is what I would do. I will call a bank now, Bank of America, either one of them, that have locations in Panama. And you can find those out right now, and that's the bank I would try and go with, and then see if their rates differ. All right?
Okay, Sunstar says, one, any ATM news and news on the upcoming release of the fields and coins for the people of Iraq? You mentioned that. Number two.
Yep, I already gave that up.
For final release of the RV, does Iraq have to be granted permission by a three-letter agency?
It has to go through UST. Everybody else has given their permission. They just haven't given a go. Everybody has agreed it's time. We don't know what time. So I'm going to tell you guys this, since you brought that, huh?
Go ahead.
What are you saying?
I thought you were finished.
Okay. There is a date and time. There is a date and time. And they know it. Some people have already been given it. And some people have been given a window, again, a 72-hour window of when it should occur. So the decision that I got has finally been made. And it is out there in the atmosphere. And no, I do not know the moment that it's supposed to happen. I don't even know the day it's supposed to happen. I do know it's out there, and I do know I gave you guys a window already. Hold on a second. You there?
Yes.
You there?
Yes.
Oh. I was getting a call from the United States, so I had to check it out. Anyway,
let me check my phone.
In case. It says United States. They're like, oh, fuck. Excuse me. Sorry. Go ahead. What's next?
Okay. Well, if they're trying to call me, I can't get it because I have my lines tied up for this call. But they can text me if they're listening.
That's right.
Okay. Number three from Sunstar says, with hope of a rate change this week, any hot dinar news on payroll rate changes for the contractors?
No, I did ask this morning, but I didn't get a response yet. So I don't know.
All right. Ann Spirit says, I would like to exchange with Bank of America. I have Zim, but Bank of America is not exchanging Zim. How will I handle this process?
Well, I guess you won't be exchanging Zim with Bank of America if they don't exchange Zim. So when you call and pick your bank, try to make two appointments. Say, I want to exchange this with Bank A and this with Bank B, because they don't do it. Nobody's saying you have to exchange all at one location. Nobody's ever said that. Because if a bank doesn't take it, they don't take it. And again, you know, the bank is telling us they're going to do Zim. So, or there is a bank, at least two banks. And there's other banks are saying they are not. And maybe that's why our committee members are saying they're not and the banks are saying they are. I don't know. But those are things we're going to have to be flexible about and work with during the call.
Okay. W. Ryder, 22. I have a question about exchanging in your assigned district. Here are the facts. 90% of my physical currency is in District 10 when my home of record was in Colorado. 10% was purchased in District 12. my current home of record in California. I have an LLC in Colorado. Question, can I exchange all my currency in Colorado using my LLC if necessary? Or do I have to bring my currency back to California in order to exchange?
Okay, first of all, your district that you should be exchanging in was defined as the district where you spent the most time at this year. So wherever you spent 6 months and 1 day at this year is where you should be exchanging. Because that's what they look at. This is where you were at. Doesn't matter where you bought your currency. It has nothing to do with it. They're looking for where you live, what district you live in. And I'm not even sure if they're going to be that strict on it, but that was the guidelines that were set up when they set the district up and what they wanted you to do. So real simple. When you dial the 800 number, you give them your information, they're going to direct you where to go. It doesn't matter where you bought your currency. It matters where you live. Okay?
Okay, Country Girl 2002. Have you gotten anything new about the bank NDAs? How long they will be in effect? Is the main thing still just not to disclose the rate you get?
The main thing is not to disclose the rate, since people are getting different ones. It was always supposed to be for 90 days, the last thing that we have, and there has been no changes. There haven't been any changes that we are aware of or have been brought to our attention. And I did ask within the last 2 weeks. There haven't been any changes. Okay?
Okay. Light Spirit says, recently in chat, a person stated that we would only be receiving pennies per dinar at exchange. I wanted to know where her info was coming from. She replied, just her opinion. That's what you get for listening to her. Anyway, later I asked myself, is this what Ray means when he says, be prepared to negotiate the rate that is on the screen? Please explain. All right, this is my belief, and right now, solely mine until somebody else jumps on board with me. You call the bank right now and ask the rate on any currency that they are exchanging with. They're going to quote you two rates, a sell rate and a buy rate. The sell rate, by my definition, is the rate you will pay when they sell currency to you. The buy rate is the rate they will give you when they buy your currency from you. Now, we are calling that an exchange, but the bank calls it a buy and sell activity. It's two different rates. And when you call and ask, they'll probably say buying or selling. There's two different rates. So if the selling rate is $1, then the buying rate, let's say it's 50 cents. That means, hey, if you come in and want to buy it, it costs you $1 per note. If you want to sell it back to us, we'll give you 50 cents per note. Buy and sell. Sell and buy. It is my belief that whatever rate you get that the bank tells you when you go in, it is going to be the lower of the two rates that I think still are going to exist, a sell rate and a buy rate, because they know you are there for them to buy the currency back from you. They're going to quote you the buy rate, not the sell rate. How do you know for sure? Ask when you get there. What rate are you offering me? I'm offering you 50 cents. Okay, well, if I was coming in to buy it, would I be buying it at 50 cents? And if they say yes, then you know they're both one and the same. But if they say, oh, no, If you were coming in right now to buy it, it would be $1. There's your difference between the buy and the sell rate. The $1 to me is saying, well, this is what it's really worth, but you're only giving me 50 cents for it. I'm going to try to negotiate 60 cents, 70 cents, 80 cents. All depends on how much you have. That's what I mean by that when I say be prepared to negotiate any rate that's on the screen, because I believe they're going to quote to us their buy rate, the rate they give us to buy the currency from us. And that is my belief. If I'm wrong, you don't lose anything. If I'm right, you'd be glad that you understood what I just said, because for some of us, that could make a difference of hundreds of thousands of dollars and maybe even millions for some of you if you negotiate correctly. But that's my explanation of when I post, be prepared to negotiate the rates. Anything you want to add or take away from that, Tony? I'll go to the next person.
Yeah, I really don't want to confuse it. That was a great answer. Or you can just call the bank right now and ask them how much is dinar, and they'll give you the buy and sell rate, and you'll know the difference. And right now will be the same thing when we're going through.
That is my belief. Larry C. says, hi, guys. Is that 99.9% still in effect? All right, I'm going to skip that question. Let me see. Ramondo Vasquez. Okay. He wants to know if the $2 million person last week was a friend and just curious. So we'll just let you stay just curious with that. That's information we get. Unless you wanted to say something else.
Somebody texted me that, and somebody emailed me that, and I didn't answer either one of them either. Like, what difference does that make? I told you what happened. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. We share with you guys what we receive because we believe it, whether it's one of our friends or a friend of a friend or whatever the case may be. So California Sugar says, regarding the people who recently exchanged, what rate did they receive?
California Sugar. I don't know.
How about let's just say it wasn't the contract rate?
Oh, I'm telling you, it was $4 and something. I mean, I don't care about the rate. I was actually thinking about the prior question. Guys, we've been talking to the guys for weeks, personally talking to them, on the phone with them, going through the whole process with them. So, yes, more than one. And just like all you guys, you were introduced to us by somebody else. And we've gone through the good, bad, and the ugly, and they've been on our calls for years. So it's not somebody just calling me up saying, hey, my name is Joe, and I did an exchange yesterday at this rate, and this is the kind of money I got. Go tell the world. That's not what's happening, people. We have the information, the locations, who's involved. We have personal information about these people. We've had personal conversations with them. It's not, you know, something we read on the internet or something in the chat room or something some other guru put out or anything like that. If I'm telling it to you, it's because it's within somebody, within not even my 6 degrees of separation, which I've explained to you guys, where they're usually within one or two. And I've been, you know, personally contacted at some point either way and gone through the process, just so you guys can get the question out your mind. I'm not getting it from Bozo the Clown or anybody else. All right, go ahead.
Right. Wait, Jimmy and
Casey. Hold on. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Just hold on 1 second. I do want you guys to be aware of something, though. Hopefully anybody can look at this. So here is, where is it at? Hang on. Where is the thing I sent you this morning? No, wait, it was the wrong one. Here you go. Here's an update, guys. It says update at 12 noon. Tony at TNT said that exchanges are open, and the member that went to the bank to get his monies, and they gave him $2 million plus last Friday evening, has been at the bank today since 6 a.m. So I'm wondering, how are they going to do each of us in 35 minutes? Maybe SKRs or something different. I never said he was at the bank at all. Let me tell you what I did say. And that's because somebody posted this and some other stuff, and I get these calls all the time about stuff posted on Denar Guru that's either left, right, sideways, or somebody just made up that Tony said. And I don't know if they let this stuff go on their site just because they're trying to get clicks and they're using TNT or Tony to get people to come to their site so they can get clicks and get paid, or if they just let people post anything that they want on their site. I don't know. I don't even understand it. And there's idiots who just make up stuff without even listening, paying attention, saying Tony said. Not what I said. What I said, so I can clear it up, and if you really want to know what Tony said, just go to TNT and go to the straight transcripts or go to the recording, and you can hear what Tony said. Instead of going to some other site and they got it all ass backwards or not even right, somebody just made something up. I said his transaction went through like we wanted to on Friday. The bank gave him over $2 million to purchase his house. And I've said that before, it was actually completed. They did it. Still didn't get his SKR, still didn't get the rest of his $47 million. He got his $2 million to do his house. Banks just don't do that. They don't give people $2.7 million, not even on a signature loan, because there was no loan. There was no documents. They just paid for it. Banks don't do that unless something is getting ready to happen, and they feel they're at the end of this. I never said he was at the bank at 6 a.m. or anything else. I told you guys exactly what I did say today. The exchangers have been at the bank at 6 a.m. every morning. Every morning. The only day they took off this week was Sunday. All the locations sent their people home Sunday, brought them back Monday at 6 a.m. Yesterday at 6 a.m. Today at 6 a.m. And they're staying until 11 o'clock every night. And today they were told they're going to keep doing that until it happens, because here is their window and they think this is it and this is when it's going to happen. So they prepared their people to do exactly what they are doing. That is what Tony said. Now, to tell you the truth, and they're right, when you dial the 800 number, it was supposed to be 15 minutes or less. That's what they've been trained for. It shouldn't even take 15 minutes to ask the questions. I don't even think it was 15 minutes. Ask the questions, schedule your appointment, and they're off, and they're on to the next one. Shouldn't even be 15 minutes for that. When you go in, yes, your actual appointment was scheduled for 35 minutes to do your exchange. All they're supposed to do is do your exchange, put it in your account, move on. They're not your personal banker. And for the majority of you, they're not your wealth manager. Now, there's some of you out there who have $100 million, $500 million, we're going to have $1 billion. Common sense, just a little bit of common sense, would tell me that appointment isn't going to be 15 minutes. It's not going to be like the guy who has 1 million dinar and they're going to exchange and put his money in his account and tell him to walk out the door. It's not going to be like the $5 million guy. Your appointment is going to be based on how much you have, how complicated things are going to be, and what they look like doing for you in the future. The average appointment should be 35 minutes or less. Guys, some of this nobody should have to explain. Some of this is just common sense. Now, I know we get some common idiots out there, or common gurus, or they want to tell you something else. But think, there's over 10 million people. They're trying to get this done in 10 or 15 days, at least get us done, the internet people, in and out within that time frame. They're going to try to do your exchange and then schedule you with a private banker or a wealth manager, most of you after that. If you're going in with hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of dollars, then guess what? You're probably going to do your exchange with your wealth manager or your private banker. I mean, that's not hard to figure out or hard to believe. Guys, that's just business, and that's how things should go. But when we're discussing something or they're putting something out, a description or something, they're not putting it out for each individual person. They're putting it out on an average or for the masses. This is what we're going to do. And that's who it applies to. Okay. I just wanted to clear that up while we were clearing up. So, all right. What's next?
Oh, yeah. You made it clear as mud for some.
Okay.
Yeah. Clear as glass for others. We're going to talk to some live people right now. 360 area code. What's going on?
Well, gentlemen, good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Well, I hate to brag, Tony, but I'm doing good. I'm feeling good and looking forward to that 800 number call. The first thing you said something in your intro, and I thought this is a place where that old saying, misery enjoys company. You know, sometimes people just got to hear something, whether it be good or bad. They just got to hear something, and if something makes them miserable, well, then you know what? That's how it happens. But I can't see why you going by what you were told by people, you know, you in your opinion, which is certainly based on more facts than what any of us have. I'm content with you going with your feelings on the deal. So I wouldn't have any second thoughts in that regard. Just saying. And you also mentioned with all the Iranians coming into the country. I honestly think if there's as many people in the Iraqi government that either are directly bought and paid for by the Iranians or are certainly working on the Iranian behalf, and there appears to be, at least from what you've intimated in the past, and certainly it appears by what the elections held true to, that they would think this was the perfect time to get a bunch of those small denominations and coins out of the country. And so from their perspective, if they're working for Iran, then I would think this would be the ideal time for them to revalue their currency, because they'd have all those folks, and that many people coming in would be a logistical nightmare at the border. So I just, that's my thought on it. If the sympathizers and so forth within their government are trying to get Iran any upper hand in the deal, then this would be the perfect time for them to do that, because there's so many of them there. That's just my opinion. I am curious if you have heard anything new on the stage or the platform for the riots, and if things are calmed down to any degree.
Okay, good. Now, first of all, your opinion and your thought could absolutely be correct. That's why it's not going, because the people who had authority to make it go are saying no. because of that same thing. We know what you're trying to do, and we're not going to let you to do it. Maybe that's why it didn't go today or yesterday like it was scheduled to go. I don't know. It could be, you know, either way. As far as the Iranians involved in the platform, that's what the riots were about. If you're looking at it, part of the riots is not just about their reforms. They wanted to get the Iranians out of their government. That's what the young people were in the streets protesting. They wanted to get rid of the Iranian influence. So if we look at it and they say, hey, we were having peaceful protests to get them out. What the Iraqi government is saying, okay, somebody started shooting people, right? But they're saying it was the Iranian influence to cause the riots who were actually shooting people, but not our guys. Somebody had to get it started. Wouldn't be the first time, probably won't be the last time that there's a group in there that's there just to start the trouble. Maliki did it with his people. Iran could be doing it with theirs right now. But that's part of their protest. We want them out. We want the Iranian influence out of the southern part of our country. We want them out of our government. We want to be able to do our own thing. Now, could have held it all up. What are they doing today? They're waiting. Marty came out, gave his speech. They had 10 demands they wanted. Marty came on TV. Here's your 10 demands. This is what we're going to do. What did they do 2 days later? Okay, great. Glad you did that. Now we got these 23 demands, and we want these to be met. And we're going to give you 2 weeks to do it. Why? Because now, right now, on the 23rd through the 25th, if everything's not scheduled, they're saying they're going back to the streets. That's what they're doing. Give them time to do it. Do something, because right now you gave us a whole lot of words on the screen, but no actions. Nobody's being arrested. You let anybody else. None of the corruption's being undone. And the money's being moved around. Nobody's being hired. But you're going to say you're going to do all this. But you got 2 weeks to show us what you're really going to do. That's where they're at.
Okay. Any word on auctions? Are the auctions still going on?
I look at the auctions today, but I'm pretty sure they are. Yeah. I don't see them stopping until the rate changes.
Right. Right. Okay. And somebody on the board today asked that I take it easy on Texas today. Actually, it was M. Riles, said take it easy on Texas today. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, I don't know. Danny's never said if he was a Cowboy fan. But I just thought I'd ask a question, and he maybe can respond to it later, because if he is, then tell him that, you know, I mean, there were years that Seattle was in the toilet. And we had to take the good with the bad, and they've since improved their program a bit, and things are not so bad. At least nobody's had to flush anything lately. So just tell Danny to hang in there with his Cowboys, because, you know, they could be the Raiders. Chargers, how's that?
Yeah, they couldn't be the Raiders, because the Raiders have a better record than they do. And definitely look better than they do. Okay? So they could not ever be the Raiders.
So,
Texas has a Lone Star State, the Raiders have an entire nation. So let's not compare that, okay?
Touche.
That's right.
Well, Optimistic Ray, have a great day. I look forward to a tweet from you that says we got things to talk about and they're numbers related. And Tony, keep up the good work. And like I said, misery enjoys company. So anything you can share. And if people don't like it, too damn bad. That's all right.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have a good day.
And hang in there.
All righty.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
951 area code. You're on.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you? Yep.
Great. How are you?
Okay.
Fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree.
I agree. Anyway, I have a question for you. I've been going through the list, getting everything ready of what we need to go, and I haven't been able to find my Social Security card because I put it in the place where I remember to put it, where I put it, and I can't remember where I put it now. But I do have last year's tax return. Is that good enough for my Social Security number to go in, or do I need to go get a new card?
I have never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever had a bank ask me for my Social Security card. They have asked for my Social Security number, but never have they asked for my Social Security card. I wouldn't even be concerned with it.
All right, great. Sounds good.
Okay.
All righty. And I just hope this goes and this wins. Yeah, all right.
Me too.
Thank you.
I'm ready. All right, thank you, sir.
And definitely don't take your 1040 in there. They might laugh. Anyway.
Yeah.
Take care, sir. 404 area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate the info and the insights that you are providing for us. Just a couple of questions. Again, I like your narrowing down so that we have a general feel for what we're looking at as between now and next Tuesday is what I heard you say. But given those kind of parameters and the like, how much are they now feeling constrained? Because you're saying it could be any time. But, you know, in the past you'd always been telling us preferable times and everything. Are they sort of now saying we just need to get this done and we don't care if it happens at 2:29 Eastern time on, you know, the 16th of October or 4:15 or whatever. They just want to get it done, you know, from hell or high water, pardon my language.
Okay, I'm going to answer your question, and you're probably going to like my answer, but you're going to answer our question first. So why is the recording equipment not on today, and why are we not hearing all the background noise? What's going on?
Because I'm traveling.
Oh, okay. You got to do the system. Okay.
Different telephone.
And paying more because it's a cell phone. You know?
Oh.
Like,
okay.
Plus, I lucked out in terms of even knowing, you know, that there had been, you know, a change in the timing and that sort of thing. That's crazy. Oh, we live in a crazy world. So.
All right. So, to answer your question, they know what they're doing, and probably the time frame, like I said, it is already out there and close enough. I gave you guys, and probably defeats the purpose of me even giving it to you, telling you now, a wider window than I was given. How's that?
Okay.
That's to try and cover. So
it's called
yes,
the CYA or CIA.
Yes. So, but we still fit in with our regular time frames, I think. Because, again, that's what makes sense to me. Those regular time frames we always mention are after they go back across the border, which makes more sense to me, but who knows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything applicable to what we're looking at subtly or not so subtly in the Gazette? Because this is a publishing date for that. Or is that, again, a thing of the past? We don't even have to worry about what they're publishing over there these days.
I don't think so, because they're not going to publish it and then do it a day or two later, guys. We're actually going to see it. It's going to happen. And then if it needs to be published, it will, and be retroactive. They're not going to give us that much advance notice that we could read about something that's going to happen. Because, again, you guys got to think, if they told us today it's Friday at 5 o'clock, it's Friday after sunrise, or it actually goes into effect Saturday morning, everybody on this call will hopefully go pawn everything they have and become a billionaire Saturday morning. If they didn't sell everything and buy it back Saturday evening, and there's so many different ways to signature loans, put everything on their credit card. I mean, why wouldn't you do all of that if it's already written in law that the rate changes Saturday morning? Buy all you can buy of everything. We know they can't stop the currency transactions unless they're within 2 hours of the actual rate change. So they couldn't stop us from doing all that. So that's never, ever going to happen. Never going to happen, because then Bill Gates loses and Amos loses and, you know, all the top 10 on the 500 richest become, you know, number 50 through 60. Because everybody else is going to be in front of them overnight. So they're never going to let that happen.
Gotcha. Well, 10 days from whenever this actually finally at long last materializes, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to be. And I'd like to think that it's going to be sometime in October. Sure looking good for that one. So we appreciate that. And have yourself a great afternoon. May this be our Wealth Sound
right.
Wednesday. Okay?
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. 206 area code. You're on. Okay, 206 hung up. Wonder what that was about.
Okay.
Next, let me see.
Here.
I threw off my lineup. Two numbers kicked out. 765, area code, you're on.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you got it?
Hey, hello. Hey, listen, I got a couple questions for you. I've got this book that I've compiled, and I have all my currencies listed, who I am, where I am, et cetera, descriptions, the whole nine yards. You said the process of the exchange is going to take, what, 30, 35 minutes?
That's what it's supposed to take.
Okay. So you get sitting across there from the banker, and the banker looks at you, and you look at him and say, okay, sir, I would like your best or your highest contract rates. And he just would ask you why you would want those rates. And you say, well, I want to make my family more comfortable and yada, 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 and all that. Also, I want to bestow or have humanitarian projects, et cetera. And then he'll look back at you and he'll say, well, if you're going to just give the money away, why should I give you the contract rate? Do you think that scenario would come into play?
I don't. And I don't think the first one will come into play. Okay? I talked to guys who are at the exchange centers. I talked to guys who are running the exchange centers.
Mm-hmm.
The question they're not going to ask you is, what are you going to do with your money? Because it's none of their business what you do with your money. They don't care.
Okay.
They're trying to make money. There is no guy. I mean, I talked to a guy, and he's a regular banker. That's what he does. But now he's in the exchange center. So there's some idiots out there telling you that you have to go up to this guy who's making $20 an hour. He's not an investment banker or anything else. He's one of the employees they pulled off the line and said, hey, you're going to do exchanges. We're going to show you how to do it. And now you have to go and explain to this guy how you want to spend $300 million or $50, $60 million and what business you want to put it in and how you're going to change the world. And he gets to approve if you do that or not. I mean, who does that even sound I'm making sense to?
Well,
nobody.
You know,
stupidest thing you ever heard in your life.
Exactly, and I agree with you, Tony, because it does make no sense whatsoever. I mean, if you leave a X amount of money with that particular institution, hey, they're going to make money on your money. You're going to make money on it. Everybody's going to be happy, so who the hell cares? Right?
They don't care. They care about how much they give you. And what can we do afterwards where we benefit from it? Not what's going to. They're not going to make a decision. My guys, every one of them, New Jersey, North Carolina, Texas, Florida, all say if you want the contract rate, just ask for it. We have to give it to you if you ask for it. Not we have to decide if you're worthy of it or not. That's not their decision.
Okay. Very good. Question answered. Thank you.
Man.
Thank you very much.
I'm not getting on you. I'm mad at these idiots who keep trying to tell people you got to have a plan, you got to do this and do that, or this guy sitting over here making $20 an hour is going to look at you and say, nope, I'm not giving it to you because I don't like the way you look. I don't like the way you think. Or I just had a bad lunch. Come on, really?
Yeah, I know, and I agree with you. And there's, you know, there's always this thing that enters in your mind of, well, what if and what if and what if and what if, and you're thinking you're reading too much into it, right?
Yes. Well, you're not reading too much. I know some idiots out there telling you guys that. I know they are because I get it sent to me all the time, and that is not the process, and it's not how it's going to work, and they're not going to have, you know, a guy making $20 an hour telling somebody how they got to spend their $200 million or what they get to approve what they invest in or don't invest in. And, you know, that just doesn't even make sense to me that anybody would even believe that mess. Or that in worst case, anybody would try to tell you that and get you believing it.
Okay.
I got 100 ticks.
There we go. Hey, thanks for your time, guys.
All right, sir. Take care.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
503 area code. You are on. Five five seven.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I hear you now.
Good. Hello. I just was concerned about the issues in the bank, and
we miss you. You're concerned about what?
Oh, the issue about going to the bank and then waiting for, you know, several weeks for the second appointment. The confusion that I have involves When we leave the bank with the currency already exchanged, and then it comes into our account within 12 to 24 hours, and then we can go back and exchange and put it into different accounts, I'm assuming, in between then and now, if we need to. But basically, we're going to leave ours just sitting there until we meet with the wealth manager or whomever else it is. Do you think it needs to be insured before we leave the bank the first day, like through Lloyd's of London or something like that? Or
no.
What?
I think you're going to make your appointment, you're going to go do your exchange. They're going to give you your 10%, tell you the rest will be ready within 24 hours, and they're going to schedule your appointment with a private banker or a wealth manager if not doing your exchange here. I think they're going to do that as fast as possible, not weeks, but, I mean, the next day or the next 2 days and get you in because they have way more wealth managers and private bankers than they do exchanges. So I don't think those appointments are going to be a problem for you at all. Then you're going to go there and work out the things that you need to do. Right now, I'm just leaving my money in the bank because I'm doing my exchange. Then when I go back, I say, okay, now I want to put this over here to invest. I want to put this on the platform. I want to do this. What interest rates are you going to give me if I leave my money here?
Uh-huh.
If I'm not negotiating it during the exchange, as soon as I go to that appointment, well, I'm pulling my money out. You know why? Because now I'm going over to this bank where I can say, hey, I'm going to transfer $15 million to you. What's our deal? Now let's negotiate interest rate, what we're going to do, everything else. If the bank I exchange that doesn't want to do it, The bank I'm moving to certainly will.
Okay, that's a really good plan. I was thinking that we were going to, it was going to take 2 to 3 weeks for us to go back for that second appointment. But if it's within a week, then yeah, just leave it there and not just.
No way it should take 2 or 3 weeks. Because again, if it does, go to another bank. Just wire your money out to the other bank. No way they should take 2 or 3 weeks and say, I'll get to you later. Oh, then, because if a bank tells you that, then you're not important. And believe me, when you got over $5 million, they're going to see you quickly. They can send you to a branch bank at that time where there's a private banker at, or another one where their wealth manager is at. There's no way it should take you a week, 2 weeks to get an appointment. I've never even heard of that today.
Okay. The other question then becomes, so if we, you know, if that's the case, you know, several, I don't know, months, well, actually probably a year ago now, I don't, it's hard to, sometimes these months go by so quickly, but you were talking about the fact that the banks would, if we had above a certain amount, then the banks, then the banks would want them to work with their wealth managers. But if we had less than that certain amount, then they want us to, they would probably just give us a sheet with a list of advisors and things like that that we can choose from outside of the bank. Is that still going to be the case?
Okay. I'm pretty sure I didn't tell you that. I'm not saying it wasn't said, but I didn't. But I'm sure there are opportunities. There's other places you can go put your money and go to work. I don't know any bank that's going to offer you to move it to an outside agency where they can't control it. Banks want you to keep the money with them because that's the only way they make money off of it. Now, someone else might be telling you to go to, you know, one of the investment brokers or brokerage houses or funds or something that they can invest your money just as good as the banks, or they have other things they can offer you because they do. But trust me, a bank is not going to tell you that. They're never, ever going to tell you to take that money out that door. So whoever gave you that information was some bad information.
Tony, it came from you guys because I don't listen to anyone else. And that was what was shocking to me at the time. That was what was shocking to me at the time. And then I thought it was a minimum they felt like they were going to be short on wealth managers or something like that. And then they were going to just give us a list of people to talk with.
Well,
I'm okay.
Listen, that's right. Let me just say this. If it came from me, if I was delirious at some point in my life and didn't know it, it was wrong. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm not going to argue with it. A bank is not going to tell you to take your money to somebody else. It was not something they control. They're never going to say, take $5 million, $50 million over here, and they'll show you what to do with it. That is not going to happen.
Okay. Well, that
You're
makes
too
me,
greedy.
Makes me feel better,
They're
even
too
though,
greedy.
Even though that makes me feel better, even though we would have made more than that top number that you gave at the time. The people that are in my group, some of them don't have as much currency as we do. So, okay, that's good to know. That really solves a lot of the stress, for sure.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Have
bye-bye. A great day.
Bye. See you. Bye-bye.
310 area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony.
G-Man.
It's G-Man MPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
Doing super fantastic.
Okay, wait,
Tony.
Okay, hold on for you. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Somebody just sent me something. Right. Okay. So with the last lady right there, the only time, and somebody was just sending this, that the bank is going to tell you to move your money is if it's an amount or person that they don't want to deal with. So a lot of people who they have to exchange. So Wells Fargo is one of them. They have to exchange everybody. They agree to exchange everybody. But they can give those people 30 days to move their money out somewhere else. Now, somebody they feel that, you know, he has $500,000 or he has $1 million and he's going to blow it in the next 30, 60 days because there's people out there that do that, then that's a situation they don't want to deal with. Then they will pass that on. Because what they don't want to happen is a guy come in with $300,000 or $400,000, want to talk to a banker or somebody about investing it, and 2 weeks later he's already spent $300,000 on a car and a trip, and he has nothing to invest. Those type situations they don't want to deal with. Or somebody who has $1 million and, you know, is going out and buy a Ford GT for $650,000 and then say, what do I do with the rest? Those situations they're not going to want to deal with. They will move those out of the bank for people who do that. But typically, long-term investments, people with money, they are not going to tell you to go see another advisor. Not going to happen. All right. Go ahead, G-Man. Sorry. Thanks for being here, man.
Absolutely, Tony. My pleasure. And ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button. And when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members. They're still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You're welcome, Tony.
Okay, that takes us to the next caller in line. It's 214 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I guess my first question is to Ray. Ray, in the foundation, can you donate a corporation or a business to a foundation?
Can you donate a business to your foundation. No.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, your private foundation cannot be engaging in business enterprises. Now, why would we want to do that? What would be the purpose for donating a business to your foundation?
Just so that I don't own it. So I guess I'd have to do a trust for the business.
Put the business in a trust?
Uh-huh.
And
can
then
you do that?
Donate the profit from the business to the foundation.
Ah, okay. All right. Yeah, just not to own it.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to get married, I don't want somebody to be able to take anything from me.
Okay. You're right. It's better than a prenup.
Much better. Okay.
Oh.
Tony.
Go ahead. Yes.
My questions are, let's see. Are we, as the, I guess, internet group or whatever, we are the people, whatever group, whatever, are we going before the regular public or is everybody going at the same time?
We are supposed to go before the public is what I've always been told. And just for like a 10-day period of time. And then they're never going to make an announcement. And then the public will just find out. It's never going to be a 6 o'clock news. Hey, go in and exchange your dinar, your dong and all this. You'll probably see something on one of the money channels or business
mm-hmm.
channels about it. But
mm-hmm.
other than that, there's not going to be breaking news and all of that. But, yeah, we will go with the other groups. And, guys, there were, as I was told by the Treasury, 300 legitimate groups that were out there, legitimate. There were probably
right.
300 illegitimate groups that were out there also.
Right.
But all those groups and the majority of them got SKRs a long time ago. So they will be
mm-hmm.
processed when we'll get paid before they will, because it has to go through their paymasters, and we're just going to go direct and get ours. But all that should occur at the same time.
So the regular or general public, if they were to go and purchase more dinar, it would be at the rate that we're getting at that time. It's just not announced.
Right. Right. Yeah. So
if
it comes out at 461, and then the general
mm-hmm.
public decide, hey, I want to go get some. You guys made money. Well, when they go to the bank to get it, it's going to be $4.61.
No. What I'm saying, like, there's some people who don't follow anything. Like in the beginning, I had mine in a shoebox in the closet, you know, just waiting to hear something, and they look every now and then at the CBI and see. So if I had decided, oh, gosh, you know, I want to buy some more, and I go to the bank and find out it's revalued, that's another way that they would find out until the general
yes.
public.
That's how they would find out, and then they could exchange. We're all general public. We're nobody special,
yeah.
okay, in the group. We're all general public. The only reason they call us the internet group is because right now, we're on the calls. We're keeping up with it. We're getting educated. So if you
right.
have a friend who hasn't been on this call in 6 months, 8 months, hasn't been on it for 5 years, but they get
right.
on it today and they're listening and they get the information, then they're part of the internet group because they got
okay.
the information and they're going to get processed in 10 days. It's just after that, they're going to do away with the exchange centers, the 800 numbers, all of that. And the rest of those people will just go to banks, find out, set appointments, and get processed when they get processed. That's the only difference.
So I guess they feel that the internet group is large?
Is large.
Internet?
It's not large as the non-internet group. Okay, we have the largest group, TNT. We got 140-something
right.
thousand people. And I know, because I've talked to them, I know who the other five people they're sending them. So we have the largest group. They said if we can just get them through because they're knowledgeable, it's easy,
mm-hmm.
and they're really the only ones who know about the contract rates, then we can
okay.
get them through and gone, and most of them with the contract rates under the NDA, when the general public comes in, all we have to do is give them the Forex rate. And if that's all they're giving them, guess who makes all the rest of that money? So
right.
They want to do that and say, okay, this internet group is over. We've already got the groups are locked in already at their rates. Now it's just Forex is all they have to deal with, and that's how they're going to operate.
Okay. Another question. With all of the countries, a majority of some countries that I hold currency, a lot of the public is protesting for economic reform. Zimbabwe is stating that they're going to have, I guess, a new currency next month, and if something is going to be stated in their budget. Do you think we all have to wait on everybody to complete their budget and all of that, and one of the, like, for instance, Zimbabwe, Iraq?
No, I do not. When Hold on for a second. I'm going to tell you guys something. I got to send Ray a text first because he'll get mad at me. Hold on. Hold on. I just got to tell him before I tell y'all. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me see. All right.
Oh, that one? I have one.
Wait, you do?
Mm-hmm.
That one I just sent you?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it just popped in.
Okay. All right, guys. So I'm getting information live right now. Banks are waiting. This whole process is waiting. And it's waiting for Iraq to do something. So that's all I can say. They're waiting for Iraq to do something. Then they said they can go. That's what they're being told right now. So when Iraq does something, then everybody's going to go. It has nothing to do with their budget, nothing to do with any other country. They just got to do something, and then we'll be going. So what I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what the other countries are doing. The rates are going to change. It's going to fall in for them, and we're going to be able to go ahead and exchange. Okay. No matter what they're going through, because actually it's going to make everybody happier when it does happen.
So do you think it's getting rid of the prime minister or the CBI governor?
No, I don't think it's either one of those.
You don't think it's either one of those?
Nope.
Okay, well, my puzzle is still not complete. Okay. And is Iran going to be in the basket?
The bank says they're in the basket. Now, I don't know why. We got all the sanctions in the world against them and everything else. But they're in the basket. They have a rate. Their currency is going to revalue. But still, nobody's supposed to be using it. So I don't know. They're on our NOPAC list. I don't even know how we're going to exchange it.
That was my next question. How are we going to be able to be authorized to exchange it here in the United States?
No clue. Because they're being sanctioned, but the bank says their rate is going to change. So, I don't know. Maybe the U.S. will let it exchange and just keep the money.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess between now and Tuesday, but most likely a lot earlier than Tuesday, is what I heard you say.
Most likely.
All right, you guys have a wonderful
day.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, 281, we'll squeeze you in.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Good morning.
Greetings. Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Going
super
great.
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm lovely. Just lovely. Uh-oh.
Sounds like you have company again.
I do, and I did wrong talking to y'all.
Okay.
Oh, I said wrong.
All right. Well, you have a nice day.
Yeah, because my question was answered, y'all. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
386 area code. You were on.
Good afternoon and good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm super fantastic.
Sir.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm hoping the RV goes this week. It would be nice.
It sure would.
Tony, let me ask you a question. Let me tell you what I did. When I started with this currency 3.5 years ago, I bought by accident 500 million dollar bills, and then you guys turned around and said they had to be the 100 trillion and the 50 trillion. So I just put them away and forgot about them. Well, I just found them the other day. So if they're taking all the Zims at the bank, that'd be good because that'll give me a few extra bucks.
Okay.
That'd be good.
You could answer almost every question I was asked. You've answered all of them. So God bless you guys. Have a good day and keep on kicking good.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir. Let's wrap this one up. Hump
all right,
day,
guys.
Wednesday.
Ray said it's Humphrey Day. Y'all know what that means. Okay. Anyway, it is a good day, whether we know it or not. Bankers are there. They're still excited. I just passed on the information to you guys that I got right here in the middle of the call. They are sitting there waiting, anticipating, and again, been told this is their normal routine until we start walking through the door. They think they're that close, and it's that close to happening that this is what they're going to do from now till we walk through the door. It's a good opportunity. The money is in the bank. The lower denoms in the fields are at the bank in Iraq. We got that this morning and yesterday. We know they've been there. I said, I thought it's been there for weeks. They said it has. It's there now. And everybody's being told that it is there now. So they are waiting. Their banks are waiting. We're waiting. They were supposedly given a time frame to get excited about. Don't know if it's going to happen. I gave you guys a time frame today through Tuesday, even though I extended it, and hopefully it won't go that far, but we're there. So let's sit, let's wait, take our time, plan. Now is the time to fine-tune your plan. Be ready for action. Don't get overwhelmed, but know what you're doing and expect it to be a great moment in your life. We're going to be here for you. Ray's going to be here. I'm going to be here. We're going to try and put out as much as we can, help walk you through the process, and then let's start enjoying this life. But until then, do what I'm going to do and enjoy your day. We'll talk to you Friday if we have to. All right, Ray.
Okay, one new three-letter acronym we're going to add to your library, KYW, know your worth. If you know your worth, you'll be able to negotiate whatever it is that you want when it comes time to exchanging, investing, whatever the case may be. But you need to know your worth. And then when you know that, you'll be A-okay. So, it's Hump Day Wednesday. And we're waiting literally any minute, any hour, any day. And as soon as we hear something or learn something, we'll keep you updated. Enjoy your Wednesday. Keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Storm will soon be over. Hello? This is your private banker.
Stop conference recording.
It's done.
Press 1.
It's finished.
To return, this
what?
Session is no longer being
Honey!
Recorded.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here.